I'm delighted to be joined on the programme by our next guest, and that's Patrick Montague. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Hello, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, and thank you so much for coming on the programme, because we're talking off your verse and vision from Beneath the Hat. It's the book that you've put together. And you have an interesting story, Patrick, and I suppose you draw on your entire life experiences when you're putting something together like this, but really the catalyst was back in 1998. Is that fair to say?
That's right, yeah. And in 1988, I had a bad accident. I fell off scaffolding 23 feet to the ground, and I totally lost my hearing. And it was gone for a period of around 13 months until I got this cochlear implant operation done. The cochlear implant operation was carried out in the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast.
And you know, your life changed dramatically. One minute you had your hearing, then you didn't. I mean, you know, it's a very difficult change, I presume, and I'm sure I'm right, to get used to. And is it a case that poetry helped you through that stage, or was it later?
It was not easy going through that procedure, but what I kept doing was I kept going out and keeping out as much as I could among the public, and doing things to keep myself busy. I remember at that period of time going into a shop, and this particular shop, that they wouldn't have been aware of what had happened to me, but I just carried on as if nothing had happened.
Yeah.
And then after I had got the implant in, I said to the girl in the shop, I can hear you now. And she says, I always thought there was something wrong.
But she never said it.
No.
Very good. And did you have an interest in poetry before your accident, Patrick?
I did have, yeah. Actually, maybe it's not a good thing to be talking about on Highland Radio, but I wrote a poem about Donegal and Tyrone in 1989, which the Ulster final actually was a draw.
I should mention you are a Tyrone man, but go on.
I am, well, but we'll say nothing about that on Highland Radio.
Listen, most of our friends as well are in Tyrone, so it's all good. You can broast away if you want to, Patrick. It's a bit of crack. So, you know, this book, it's a beautiful thing. It's thick, it's amazingly well produced, beautiful pictures, lovely, readable, easy to read writing. But it's not all drawing back on those experiences. In fact, from that time that we've been talking about in the late 90s, there's not a great deal relating to that in this book, is there?
No. There's a few poems. There's a poem called My Accident, and that actually relates to the accident. I wrote it a few days after I had the accident. I was in the hospital, and I asked the nurses, would they write down what I tell them? So when you're in that situation, you know, it's a terrible, what the mind, the way the mind is,
yeah,
to write that. And that's my accident. And then, after I got out of hospital again, you know the way people meet you, and they ask you, how are you doing, and all this. And if you had a tape recorder, you could actually repeat the same thing over and over again.
People think they're doing their best, but you've heard it a thousand times before. And you know, you're a storyteller, first and foremost, are you? Or am I pigeonholing you there?
Yeah. I would have attended storytelling festivals. Liz Weir would know me. She's one of the famous storytellers up this part of the country. But I was always interested in storytelling. My mother would have recited Felix Kenny's poetry whenever we were children, you know.
Yeah.
That's the man that wrote the song, The Hills Above Drumquin. So it may have come out of that, but I was always interested in it. But actually, after the accident, the poetry would have picked up a lot more because I wasn't fit to work. And I always carried a camera with me. So between the poetry and the taking of the photographs, I decided to combine the two of them together. So that's how this little book came about.
And it must be make you incredibly proud to have that before you now and have it available for people to buy, because it's a long road to get to that stage.
That's yes, indeed, yeah. I actually just started to, well, I would have been bringing the, I wanted the photographs and then the poem, and if you're out somewhere and you've seen a good photograph, you take it, and then you write a poem for the blend in with it, you know? So it worked out very well. So it did, you know. It was a fella, Colin Slack, from outside Five Mile Town, a wee place called Clubby, that designed the book for me. And it was printed by Ecclesville Printing Service in Fintana.
They did an amazing job on it. It's an absolute amazing job. And it's not out of the reach of most people at €15 each. Where can people get their hands on it anyway?
Yes.
You're going to be actually at the Mount Argo Christmas Fair to do storytelling and signing your book too, which is an extra bonus for people in this area, isn't it, Paddy? Oh, Patrick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very delighted for to be able to bring it out just before Christmas, you know, because it is very popular and it's been going well. And a lot of people's buying it as a present, you know.
And there's light and shade in there, isn't it? There's a bit of humour. There's obviously reflections on your difficult times. And when I mentioned storytelling, just reading through the poems, they do feel like almost short stories, poems, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's mainly all poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So there's and the poem it's not the very first poem, but the poem called Beneath the Hat is sort of a poem that sort of tells people what goes through a poet's mind whenever he's thinking about writing the poem. No. Have you had a chance to have a look at the book?
I have, but only now over the last day or two, so I haven't had a chance to go through it. Will you read something from it for us, Patrick?
Actually, there's a couple of comical ones, but I think this one called Beneath the Hat, it's the title of the book, and it relates to a poet going about writing a poem. Okay, I'll give you Beneath the Hat.
Please.
Beneath the hat the poet sat, concern was on his mind, to contemplate how to relate his thoughts in verse and rhyme. Words he tossed around his brain, direction he did not know. Then somewhere out of nowhere a rhythm seemed to flow. Slowly and silently, like drops of sweet red wine, each word in turn began to churn and drop upon a line. Weaving back and forward like flakes of powdered snow, it now had took direction. Inspiration began to grow. His mind had stopped beside a lake where two goats stood to graze. He watched a snipe as it took flight up through the morning haze. The lines turned into verses. Creation took its form. Then he stopped and thanked God for the gift he received when he was born. That's
lovely. And I think it's even extra nice with you reading it, Patrick, because you know, well, it's your words, it's from your mind. Listen, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. I look forward to you coming down to our Christmas fair on December 4th. You'll read a bit for us, and you'll also be signing your books, which is a great little bonus. And where can people get the books more generally, Patrick?
Well, they're generally in a lot of shops around. As far as Donegal goes, I have them in Easton's down there in Letterkenny. I have them in Alexander's in Ballybuffet. I would have them in the Four Masters in Donegal Town, Atlantis.
Well, you have it well sorted. Some brilliant shops there as well. So it's Verse and Vision from Beneath the Hat by Patrick Montague. Patrick, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very, very, very much for phoning.